Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. This morning we're going to spend a little time with our Partners in Education Scholarship Dinner and Awards program. This is something we've done a long time. Most people in the community will have heard of Partners in Ed, or PIE. But we'll give them a little more information. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Wood, the Executive Director of the Haywood County Schools Foundation. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being on several times a year, particularly in the spring, as many things begin to come to an end and we start reporting out on foundation activities and how things went throughout the year and the last few events of the year. So, Ms. Wood, again, I've been to the Partners in Ed. It was a breakfast, and then it was a dinner, and then a banquet, and an awards program. It's been all kinds of things. Talk to us a little bit about Partners in Ed and how long it's been going on and what it's all about.
It has been in several different formats, I guess, because we have grown so much. Mm-hmm. And we are giving away so many scholarships now, so we've had to change the way that we handle a large number. But this is our 31st year of having a Partners in Education banquet and award ceremony. And it is my favorite thing that we do all year long with the foundation, because
it's a lot of fun.
It's a recognition of what the foundation has worked for all year, raising money. Part of the money that we raise goes towards the kids this night, and so it's definitely my favorite thing, and it is just a time for us to recognize all of our scholarship committees and the different scholarships that we have through the foundation and all of the recipients for the year.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but it's a special evening. Mm-hmm. It can be a very emotional evening in a good way. But it's just a very special evening. Let's talk about when and where.
Okay.
And again, this is not an open to the public event necessarily,
right,
like Mardi Gras or Quick Draw or some of those other things, mm-hmm, that you come on and talk about. But we still want to let people know when it is and when,
right,
it's going on.
This year it'll be Monday, May the 5th at 6 o'clock, and it's at the Lambeth Inn, and it is a dinner banquet and ceremony.
And the reason it's limited is we'll have maybe 300 people there.
Over 300 now, yeah.
Giving and receiving awards, and there's just not a venue for like a public viewing or participation in that.
Right.
But,
mm-hmm,
and let's talk about funds that have been raised over,
okay,
time and the kinds of scholarships that have been given.
Well, I do want to say, too, that the Haywood County Schools Foundation is the longest-running public schools foundation in North Carolina. And so that tells you a little bit about, it was started in 1983, so that tells you a little bit about how long this foundation has been working to give money back to the students of Haywood County. Last year, the amount given was over $175,000 that night in scholarship money.
Wow.
And for the last several years that I've been doing this job, it has ranged between $165,000 to $175,000 in scholarship monies that night. So it has grown, but it is giving back a lot of not just money, but time and to help for the students to come back to Haywood County.
Right. And there are all kinds of scholarships.
Oh,
can
goodness.
You go over some of those and what those might look like? And,
mm-hmm,
it's impossible to list them all on the radio.
The foundation manages over 70 scholarships. So it would take all of our program just to list them all today. But the different types of scholarships are, we have memorial scholarships that families generally set up in memory of a loved one. And then we have honorary scholarships,
mm-hmm,
that either a person chooses to set up for themselves and, honor either their profession or their trade or their organization or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of the scholarships are specific to careers specific to vocations and specific to the types of colleges that the students are going to attend. So there's a variety of different scholarships. And this year we added 6 more scholarships. So for different family members who came throughout the year to set it up.
And people may be listening and going, well, why do you have all those different ones? Why don't you just focus on something? But basically what you're doing is you're honoring the benefactor, the people who raise the money or give the money. And because they do that, they get to decide, well, I want this to go to some student who's going into healthcare, or I want to give this in honor of my mother who passed away, or I want to give this because I'm in this business and I want other people to be in this business also.
And it's really a special night, not only that, but because we have all of our students in Haywood County are not going into one certain career or college path. And so this is a way for benefactors to honor all kinds and every...
Talk about the night and how everything's laid out and how the scholarships are awarded.
We really try to set and make it a special night for the committee as well as the recipient. And so we do have a dinner, like I said, and we will pair the scholarship committee because in many instances it'll be the first time that they've met the recipient. So, for example, the Dave Sherrill Memorial Scholarship, who Dave Sherrill's mother comes every year to give this memorial scholarship in memory of her son. And so we will set her with the recipient that she has chosen, and it gives them both a time to get to know each other, know the family. The student usually brings someone that is important to them in their life, a parent, a grandparent, a friend, someone. And so it gives them a time to get to know each other, and it just is also a time for the scholarship committees to remember their loved ones. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the only time every year that they get up and they speak about their loved one who has passed away or is still alive and is in honor of. So it is a really special time for everyone there.
Yeah, it's a great evening, and you just have to be there to appreciate it. But let's, in a couple other things before the program ends here, let's talk about our sponsors and also the awards that some of the sponsors support.
Okay. Our sponsors this year, the Mountaineer, who always covers all the scholarships with the students' pictures, of course, the Lake Junaluska Assembly, Best Buy, who sponsors the award for the Principal of the Year, Evergreen Packaging, who sponsors the award for the Teacher of the Year that we recognize again that night, RDS, which is Researching and Developing Solutions, of course, Haywood County Schools, and 21st Century Oncology. So we have, if it wasn't for the sponsors, the cost that we would incur to put this on would take away from the funds, but because of our sponsors, all of our money can go back into the form of scholarships.
Yeah, it's just the perfect storm in a good way.
It is.
You have individual benefactors who give a scholarship, and in almost every instance, 100% of what they give goes to the scholarship.
Oh, right.
And then the event itself is also sponsored by people, so that doesn't take away from the scholarship money. Or it doesn't come out of, the foundation budget, which would take away from grants or things that you're giving. And it doesn't come out of the school system budget to have the event because you have these sponsors. So it's just a really neat setup. Well, we're getting down toward the end of the program. Ms. Wood, I want to thank you for being on again.
Thank you for having me. And if anyone has any questions about Partners in Education or any of the scholarships, they can call the office here, the foundation office, at 456-2400.
Yeah, 456-2400. You may be sitting there with some money hidden under the mattress and you're going, I'd like to give a scholarship. So if that happens to be the case, you can call Ms. Wood again, 456-2400, and be a part of the Partners in Education Scholarship Dinner and Awards Program. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope you have a safe day and a great day.